Call 1-800-DUI-AWAY or go to 1-800-DUI-AWAY.com. A great defense can be the difference between a dismissed case or jail time.
1-800-DUI-AWAY!
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello, this is Warren.
Hey, Warren, this is Jimmy Patch over in corporate HR. You got a minute?
Oh, yeah, what's up?
Well, before I start, I want to say this might be a little bit of a tough conversation for you, but I want you to know this is all just business,
wait.
Okay?
Am I getting fired?
No, I wish. That'd be an easy conversation. I'd just be like, get out of here, lowlife, pack your bags. I'm just joking. You're not getting fired. But I do need to talk.
Okay.
I need to tell you that we're going to be moving your company parking spot.
What? Why?
Okay, well, it's kind of exciting, okay? We just made a new hire, and he is something else. He's super cool, like extremely handsome, got a great mind. It's like if Mark Zuckerberg and Ed Sheeran had a baby. That's the kind of guy we're talking about.
Mark Zuckerberg and Ed Sheeran? That doesn't sound like a handsome baby.
Okay, well, you know what I mean. He's young, he's hip, and he drives a Tesla.
So what?
So he's going to need your parking spot, that's what.
I've had that parking spot for like 5 years. Mm-hmm. I'm not just going to let a new guy take it. That doesn't make sense.
All right, but it's not just any new guy, okay? I'm not sure if you heard me. He drives a Tesla.
I don't care what he drives.
Okay, well, we do. We at the company, we care because we really think it would help our company's image if he parked right in front of the building, you know, where your spot is.
Company image? We're a storage company.
Right, yes. And that's, we don't want people to think of us as just a storage company. We want people to think of us as a company that stores nice things here. And what are people going to think when they drive up to our building and they see your clunker out in front, you know?
It's a 4Runner.
Right.
And my car's not even that old. I leased it like 2 years ago.
Okay, but is it electric? Does it have ludicrous mode? Probably not.
Why does that even matter? I mean, I'm not leaving the spot. I love that spot. Uh-huh. It's my spot. I've been there forever. Like I said,
I understand. Like I said, I knew this was going to be a tough conversation. But you're still going to have a great parking spot, just not that one, okay?
Then he can have that great parking spot because okay. I love the spot. It's right next to the side entrance.
Right, but we found a lovely off-site lot. It's got a great view of the train tracks. It's only a 15-minute walk.
A 15-minute walk?
Yeah, I mean, you could probably use the exercise anyway, right?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I just mean everybody can use a nice, brisk walk in the morning, you know? Unless, of course, you drive a Tesla. Then no need.
This is bullshit, dude. I'm not standing for this.
Okay, here's an option. Maybe if you upgraded your vehicle to something a little less basic and vomit-inducing, we could get you a spot up front.
Vomit-inducing.
Yeah.
My Toyota 4Runner is vomit-inducing.
Well, compared to a Tesla, yes.
This is the most ridiculous call. I don't even know who you are.
Like I said, my name is Jimmy Patch. I'm new here. I was just hired last week. And I'm making a few changes, including the parking. Wait a minute.
Who's the new employee?
With the new employee, which new employee?
The one that's taking my spot,
okay, sorry. That's actually not important. What's important is that you not park in that spot again.
No, you tell me right now, who is it? I want to talk to that guy.
All right. Full disclosure, because honesty is important, I might be the new employee that needs that spot.
Oh, my God. I knew it. You are not having that spot.
Well, okay. I've earned it, though. I have earned it.
Earned it?
Yeah.
You've worked here for 1 week.
Right, but I do have a Tesla, and I can't be parking 15 minutes away, so.
Oh, my God. Cut your about the Tesla. Nobody gives a shit about your stupid Tesla.
Okay, well, I would disagree with you because you should see the looks I get when I drive down the street.
No one gives a
shit. You know, we could always race for the spot.
No one gives a shit about the Tesla.
You want to race for the spot? We could race for it.
I don't want to race.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't. You know why? Because I drive a Tesla.
You know what? Let's do it. I will smoke your ass and your dumb Tesla.
You're going to smoke my ass and my Tesla?
Yeah, you heard me. Right outside of lunch, right in the intersection. Let's do it. I'm going to smoke your ass.
Smoke my ass right outside the building?
Yeah, what? You scared?
No, it kind of sounds intriguing. Listen, if you can smoke my ass in the intersection, I'm going to yank your chain in the kitchen.
What?
You smoke my ass, I'll yank your chain. What do you think?
What the hell is wrong with you, dude?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your coworker Jarvis set you up. That's what's wrong with me.
What?
It's a joke. Your coworker Jarvis said that you're very protective of your parking spot and wanted to mess with you.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Yes, it's a joke. He said that somebody parked in your spot last week and you freaked out.
Well, yeah, I did freak out, man. That's my spot. I had that thing for 5 years.
Well, not anymore, because we got a Tesla in the house.
Oh, man, f*** your Tesla.